KBX.
James.
What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just trying to kill off a headache. I have a haddock. I hope my haddock goes away.
Yeah, that would be nice, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going out to the transmitter site. I have to grab an audio console and use it for parts to repair another one. So that's what I'm doing. I'm having a wonderful time.
Where are you heading to?
Kern and Ironwood Roads.
Hey, that's not far.
Oh, no, but the... Yeah, there's parts out there to fix a console that's in Bryan, Ohio.
Yeah, that's close to the toll road.
No. No, it's not. Man, it's like, gal, to get to Bryan, there's no major, there's no major highways near Bryan.
Oh, I thought there was. Is it in the northwest part?
Yeah, it's almost like 20 or 25 miles further into the state. But it's like it's like you gotta go, once I get into Ohio from US 20, then I have to go southeast.
Okay, I'm looking it up on my phone right now.
Oh yeah, it's far from the toll road, yeah. It's like, gosh, maybe another 12 miles south of the toll road or something like that, I think.
Oh, okay.
There's no easy way to get there. And the route that I take, Highway 34, 34 is like, there's these like S curves and stuff on it, and I'm like, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's hard. Are they like 25 miles an hour?
Yeah. You have to slow down to 25 miles an hour on those S curves, yeah.
That's like a detour whenever just around Schoolcraft and Three Rivers. Last year there was a 7-mile detour to the east, and there was two sharp curves that were 25 miles an hour, and that took me like an extra half hour.
Yep, and I won't take the toll road. I refuse to do business with the toll road. I haven't used a toll road for probably 20 years now. I refuse to use it. Yeah, it's a rip off. Yep. I'll use 4-lane highways. I'll use those, but yeah.
Okay. I think it's easy to go down the Indiana toll road and hit 131 and go into Michigan that way, because when Elis lived in Wyoming, that took me right to 36th Street, as you know, because she was there one time, and that's the easy way to get there. But now I take 131 all the way to exit 76-77. What's weird is there's an exit 76, then there's exit 76-77, then there's an exit called 77. That's weird. But if you take 76-77, that will take you to Iona, and that will take you to Fenwick, where David lives.
Okay. Yeah, all right. But I won't take the toll road to 131. I won't do that. They're not going to get my money. No, I take, I just take M60, you know, to 131.
Okay. My dad always said that the Ohio Turnpike was built in the late 50s, and they said that whenever it's paid for, there won't be no toll. Guess what? They're still charging toll.
That was the same thing with the Indiana toll road. Same difference. They said that temporarily they would be charging and then they would drop the charges, and that never, never has occurred.